Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bruce Piasecki is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a number of books, including Doing More with Less, The New Way to Wealth. And Bruce is an amazing resource, folks. He and his organization pulling together people from all walks of life, but all around the world, to find out how to do what he says in his book, Doing More with Less. He says we've got to be more sustainable in the way we go about business. And I think that's an important message, Bruce, for small business owners. That's one of the reasons why I have you on. It's not just because you're so charming. And and your twice a year events are important to report on because you learn a lot, you teach a lot, and you also learn a lot at these events. And I want my audience to know what you and your attendees are working on so we can get better. Because remember, Bruce, I am a skeptic when it comes to the climate change zealots.
Right.
I'm not a skeptic when it comes to believing that we have the ability to have alternative energy, and that the closer we get to that, if it's done right, the more profitable it will make small businesses. I'm all for that.
Well, I believe that small business will flourish in this age of capital constraint and carbon constraint, just like the Army Secretary can do changes with other people's money. What my books and event are about is how to leverage people, money, and rules to the advantage of small innovators and
right.
large innovators. So,
what you just described, though, Bruce, is not zealotry.
No.
And you know what? And you know when I talk about zealots, you know what I'm talking about, or who I'm talking about.
All the people I attract in the room are people who have actually achieved.
They're doing this. They're doing
results in the marketplace, and I give them credit for what they have already done, and then try and frame some of their next best options.
So I think that's really important.
That's why we call it the Achieving Results Workshops, and we post a lot of this for free at www.ahcgroup.com. The name of the firm that does these corporate affiliates is ahcgroup.com. And I gave Jim presentations from Ingersoll Rand and other companies to post on the web on the Brain Trust if he wishes to. Mm-hmm. But you can also get these examples. But what Ingersoll Rand talked about was really quite interesting too. It was about a sea change they made after 158 years in business from a holding company where they had three very distinct different brands to one that could get more done with less by bringing it all in a centralized way. And they created like an insect. You know, over time, Jim, insects have evolved so that some of them have an exoskeleton, mm-hmm. like a hard cartilage mm-hmm. that protects their vital fluids. What Ingersoll Rand has built is they established a center for energy efficiency so as not to waste their customers' energy. So, you know, they do train electric cars, the largest golf courses in the world.
Right.
They do more air conditioning. They do the truck air conditioning units in front of 70% of the world's transport of foods, mm-hmm. you know, from Walmart to the small guy on the street and the inventive woman. So it was important for them to realize that the world is changing in such a swift and severe world. That what they did is very little expense is for 6 days a year, they created this skeleton outside of the core functions of the business. And I believe small businessmen can do this and women as well, where they appointed six people as advisors to come in three times a year to sit down with them. And in a dialogue, it's sort of like your prior speaker talked about conversational intelligence.
Right. Judy Glaser.
Ingersoll Rand has eight people sitting with three senior vice presidents about making money based on new tweaks. Mm-hmm. And they use a lot of small vendors and they use a lot of innovative people. So I take it seriously that Main Street is coming right into this realm of innovation and frugality.
Does it not? But Bruce, I have to say this, and you know how proud I am of you for this. You know, I've supported your work for a long time, and have given you airtime to talk about this because I do think you're onto something. I think you're doing it the right way, but you gotta appreciate how annoying it is for people to blow right by all the things you're doing, all the things that I'm doing out here that great small business owners are doing when they buy more energy efficient equipment and heating and air conditioning units and lighting and things like that. When we're making those investments and many people are making new discoveries, new innovations, but to some people it's like none of that's ever happened.
Well, you know, that's why the two extremes are, in my life, easy for me to not listen to because I don't like to get annoyed by, you know, these kinds of purposes. Well,
when I hear people like that, I tell them to meet Bruce Piasecki.
Yeah, and then come back. Take a company like Uber, right, or these others that are using big data and all the inventiveness out there and electronic gadgets and the connections of them. They're teaching people new ways to travel more frugally. There's all of these opportunities for small business people to become part of this grand innovation of delivering the bottom line on price, quality, and some new social needs of efficiency.
Right.
Yep. So all my stuff is about normal business, mainstream business, but bringing giant companies together with mid and small to talk. For example, we had a new guy in the room, Jim, just starting his small business. He has 6 people. And it's called Green Diamond. And his idea is that the world of big data and the world of sustainability are converging. So he wants to give small business people and mid-sized business people a dashboard, an easy-to-use dashboard.
I'd like to meet that guy.
Yeah.
Introduce us. Hey, Bruce, right. I need AHCgroup.com, right?
Correct.
That's where you can find all the research folks directly from Bruce. He and I will be right back. There's someone doing some research that he wants to talk to us about. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.